Airlines and railroads in the Northeast are slowly resuming service this morning after being stalled by the big blackout yesterday. NPR's John Itzde joins us in our studio now to talk about the transportation situation. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
Let's talk about rail service to begin. So many commuters depend on it. What's the situation?
Well, in New York City, no subway service for the AM rush and little or no service on major commuter railways in the New York area, the Long Island Railway and Metro North specifically, although the PATH system from New Jersey has been running on a normal schedule. Officials say it'll be mid-afternoon at least before there's much service in the subways and on the other commuter lines. Officials are urging people to stay home today if they can, and on a Friday in August, it may not take much to convince people to play hooky. Now, I do understand the buses are running on schedule and they're air-conditioned, so people who don't have air conditioning at home may just want to go down and take the bus. As for Amtrak, most Amtrak service on the Boston to Washington corridor was halted yesterday. This morning, some Amtrak service between New York and Washington, they hope to restore full service between those two cities by noon. Limited service between New York City and Albany. No service yet between New York and Boston, New Haven, and Providence. So if you're planning to travel Amtrak, you better call ahead.
What about air travel this morning? That affects more than just its local area, too.
It certainly does. It's been delaying flights from San Francisco, from London, et cetera, flying into the affected area. Yesterday, as we know, the FAA stopped service in and out of six major airports. That halt has been lifted, so there's some air travel resuming in the major airports in the Northeast, but on a sharply reduced basis. Newark's Liberty Airport does have full power this morning. Obviously, all scheduled flights aren't going to go in and out. LaGuardia and JFK continue to operate on backup power. And passengers are being hand-wanded instead of walking through metal detectors to get on planes. Also, problems this morning in Detroit. Its main airport is on backup power. Northwest Airlines official told me their big terminal at the Detroit airport has full power, and some flights are going in and out there. But operations are being hindered by lack of power in the rest of the airport. Tens of thousands of people obviously had their travel plans disrupted yesterday. There were more than 2,500 flights scheduled to arrive and leave from the airports where traffic was stopped. So a lot of people and a lot of plans were disrupted. Major airlines are allowing people free rescheduling. They're urging people to delay their travel plans. So if you're planning to go to the airport or have plans to travel, you'd better check your airline's website or call the airline before you go to the airport.
And what's the best estimate of when things will be back to normal for the airlines and for the public transportation?
Well, it's hard to tell. It is a big mess. But luckily, this is not the midweek business travel peak. We're going into the lightly traveled weekend. And the airlines are used to dealing with this. It's much like a snowstorm or some weather-related disruption. But airline officials say it may be Monday before things get back to normal.
John, thanks.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's John Itzde.